Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John chapter 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts such as womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. The program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for the broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. This to help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria, and many have moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance, and especially climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." We have just experienced the fact that Jerusalem has become an international city with the sanctions of the United States. And I will be continuing on. I'm going to get off the subject a little bit to prove to you what's going on today in the United States.
Over this video and talk a little bit about the importance of September 2015 this year and all that is happening in that month. There are several critical events that are colliding into one month. As you may or may not know, we will have the fourth of four blood moons that will happen that month. We will also have the year end of the Shemitah year and the beginning of the Jubilees year, although there is some arguments whether we are actually entering a Jubilees year or not. There are some people who argue that we're not. I believe we are, and I have some evidence to suggest that we are entering a Jubilees. And in fact, this is no ordinary Jubilees. This is actually the 70th Jubilees in the history of the world. And it's very, very important for the sheer number of Jubilees, the 70th of the Jubilees. And the 40th Jubilees since Jesus Christ, which is also a very significant number considering the 40 years of wilderness wanderings in which the nation of Israel, the Israelites at the time, entered the land of Canaan after wandering the wilderness for 40 years, and how significant of an event that was. There's also, you know, references to the flood, 40 days of flood, in which Noah and his family waited for the flood to end. So there is some really important significance to the 40 and to the 70. So the French foreign minister back in May of 2014 said the following words: "We are on the verge of a climatic abyss, and in fact we have 500 days to avoid climate chaos." And he continued to say that we had exactly 500 days to avoid climate chaos two more times in that speech. Why is he giving us an exact day of September 23rd, 2015? Could it be that he knows something? Okay, this is the French foreign minister. This is a very powerful elite who's most likely a part of the inner circle and has a great deal of intelligence and knowledge on what is coming in September. Could this be the reason why the UN General Assembly, which will commence September 15, 2015, has made it their top priority, the issue of climate change? Okay, could there be something going on that the citizens of the world are not knowledgeable of, but that the elites are? I think we might be onto something. If we look also at the agenda of Pope Francis for 2015, without a doubt, Pope Francis's number one issue this year is the issue of climate change. He has made a variety of public statements about climate change, how it is an issue of morality, how we need to deal with it as Christians, how the Catholic Church needs to approach climate change. He's made it personal even. He's given it such a platform where no pope in the history of the papacy has ever given the issue of climate change very much credibility. And here comes Pope Francis. He's made a lot of unusual statements. One of his statements was, "The effective struggle against global warming will only be possible with a responsible collective answer that goes beyond particular interests and behavior and is developed free of political and economic pressures. On climate change, There is a clear, definitive, and ineluctable ethical imperative to act. The establishment of an international climate change treaty is a grave ethical and moral responsibility. Why is he making this an initiative? Why in 2015 is he making this the priority? There's got to be a reason. All of this is coming together. There was this voice in my head that said, you need to go back and click on that article called Francis Science Fiction Lover. Okay, listen very carefully. It says, he's also the first pontiff to heartily recommend the Lord of the World, Robert Hugh Benson's trippy dystopian novel from 1907, a strange, intense, and not entirely successful book about the rise of the Antichrist, the demise of the church, and the end of the world. This is the book that he actually recommended, and this article is from March 14, 2015, you guys. Benson wrote this novel called Lord of the World. It was about the Antichrist. It was about the fall of the Catholic Church. It was about the fact that the last pope would not actually believe in Christianity. He would not actually believe in Jesus Christ. He would find it to be untrue. Okay, so if you can read for yourself on Wikipedia, there's quite a lengthy synopsis of the book. It's actually in three parts, but I will tell you guys, you please read through it because you will be stunned by what you read. Pope Francis, in one of his recent interviews, said that this was the book that he recommends.
Check this part out. I thought it...
A visit to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
The Pope is coming to America, but specifically visiting Washington. The White House announcing that the President and the First Lady will host Pope Francis on September 23rd during his first ever papal visit to the United States. They're going to pick up their conversation begun during the President's trip to the Vatican a year ago. That's what the White House says.
The Pope is scheduled to make his first papal visit to the United States this fall, and it promises to be historic.
On September 24th, His Holiness Pope Francis will visit us here at the United States Capitol. That day, His Holiness will be the first pope in our history to address a joint session of Congress. We're humbled that the Holy Father has accepted our invitation and certainly look forward to receiving his message on behalf of the American people.
Today we learned the papal visit has been designated a national special security event, meaning that Secret Service, Homeland Security, and the FBI will all be playing a role.
Tomorrow morning we wake up and all of a sudden it's on every major news station. Here's the President of the United States of America. Here's the Presidents of Europe and China, Gog Magog. And they're standing there, and right in front of them is Petrus Romanus, the final pope on the 800-year-old prophecy of the Catholics. And he is saying, we have an announcement to make.
Certainly look forward to receiving his message on behalf of the American people.
And it promises to be historic.
We are in contact with extraterrestrial intelligence. Or... we have an announcement to make. They're here.
Why would they need to disclose to us about aliens unless the rapture had just happened or was imminent as part of the plan to cover up the rapture event and make it seem like an alien intervention of our planet to save humanity from extinction?
In 1938, a South American prophet named Benjamin Barabuccini drew this picture and wrote, "The Pope will go on journeys far from the Vatican and will arrive to America. Meanwhile, the humanity will fall down."
And so I said, "Well, Lord, what does it all mean?" And I hope someone can answer this for me. He said, "When you see Pope Francis meet with President Obama, all hell is going to break loose. I believe it's sometime around this final blood moon that is also seen in Israel."